Outside Washington, Israel enjoys support in places you might not expect. Chris Connolly sends us this report from Fort Worth, Texas.
If you're looking for the most reliable bastion of U.S. support for Israel, you'll find it in a house of worship. But it might not be the one you're thinking of.
To him be the glory in the church for all generations.
Evangelical Christians make up the biggest pro-Israel bloc in the U.S. Support for Israel is stronger among American evangelicals than it is even for Jewish Americans. According to the Pew Research Center, 82% of white evangelicals think God gave Israel to the Jewish people. Less than half as many American Jews or Catholics agree. Robert Nicholson is the executive director of the Philos Project, a nonprofit working to promote positive Christian engagement in the Middle East.
So you can see that while there is support for different reasons among these other communities, evangelicals far and away are more supportive and more eager to do more even.
And according to a Bloomberg poll, almost 60% of evangelicals say the U.S. should support Israel, even if its interests diverge from American interests.
Supporting Israel is not a political issue. It is a Bible issue.
That's Pastor John Hagee, who heads up the massive Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. Hagee founded Christians United for Israel a decade ago, which has become one of the strongest pro-Israel evangelical groups in the country. In his speech, Hagee said Israel's security is threatened by instability in the Middle East and lambasted the Obama administration for criticizing Israel's treatment of Palestinians.
Now, what is America's response to the Middle East crisis? We're putting more pressure on Israel, of course.
Hagee gave his speech as part of the annual Washington Summit, organized by Christians United for Israel. The conference is a show of force for the organization, which claims 3 million members. In a Facebook video broadcast from Jerusalem in September, Hagee said that at that conference, the thousands of attendees are deployed to Capitol Hill to lobby Congress.
Every group goes to every senator and every congressman with the same talking points about things we want them to be concerned about in relationship to Israel. And I can assure you that the strength of what we do has caused a political earthquake in Washington from time to time.
For some, the power of organizations like Christians United for Israel to influence U.S. foreign policy is outsized. But that influence wouldn't exist without a receptive audience.
While Christians love every nation and every people, Israel is family.
Arizona Republican Trent Franks chairs the Congressional Israeli Allies Caucus. He says America has benefited from this relationship. But, he says, the closeness American Christians feel for Israel is not based solely on strategic or political gain. Rather, he says, it's based on an appreciation of the Jewish people and on a shared spiritual heritage.
Christians of the world understand that we couldn't even describe or explain our existence without Israel. So there is a natural connection there on a basis that usually is not considered a great deal.
Depending on how you define it, about one in four Americans are evangelicals. Richard Land is president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary near Charlotte, North Carolina. He says, like many of his faith, he was raised in a tradition that believed that the Jews are God's chosen people.
And that God gave the land of Israel to the Jews forever. And that God blesses those who bless the Jews, and God curses those who curse the Jews. And if we want God to bless us, and we want God to bless America, then we need to bless the Jews.
The reestablishment of Israel in 1948 is seen by some as a reestablishment of this promise.
Daryl Bach is a professor at the Dallas Theological Seminary. He says Christian support for Israel is largely couched in the belief that God makes good on his promises. So when he promised land and security to the Jews, he meant it.
It looks back to the idea that God has made certain commitments to his people, to the people through whom the gospel originally came, and he's not abandoned them ultimately. And so there is this hope that that drives this belief that Israel deserves to be supported.
There are other biblical and more future-oriented reasons that some evangelicals adhere to, and that's prophecy, that Israel has a major role to play at the end of days. Those prophecies were the basis of the hugely popular Left Behind book series, which sold millions of copies. The film adaptation opens with Israel under attack. Warplanes are moving in from all sides.
It looks like the Israeli Air Force never sleeps.
Those are not our planes. Not from that direction.
Tanks and helicopters stream over the borders. Israel is clearly on the brink of destruction. And then, miraculously, God destroys all of the invading armies. The scene sets off the rapture, the rise of the Antichrist, Armageddon, and ultimately the return of Jesus Christ and peace on earth.
To take this sort of popularized, apocalyptic, sort of end times view as the norm is a huge mistake. It's absolutely not, and most evangelicals don't share it.
Again, Robert Nicholson from The Philos Project. He says success in pop culture doesn't measure the breadth or the depth of these beliefs in the evangelical community. According to one poll, 12% of evangelicals think that these events will happen in their lifetimes. Many believe the end times will come, but don't know when. But Nicholson says that's beside the point. Most evangelicals, he says, feel connected to Israel because of a feeling of shared values. Daryl Bach of the Dallas Theological Seminary, though, notes that among some younger evangelicals, there's an increasing interest in striking a balance between Israeli and Palestinian concerns.
What drives a millennial are concerns about justice questions, and there are real questions related to justice and how Israel handles the Palestinians. Of course, the flip side of this is that there are real problems of security that Israel has to cope with. And so Israel is a very tangled web.
Richard Land, the head of the Southern Evangelical Seminary, says beyond the generational shift, there's another reason that some evangelicals are increasingly interested in Palestinian rights. Since the intifadas of the 1990s, more Palestinian Christians have come to the U.S.
And so a lot more evangelical Christians know Palestinians than was the case 20 years ago because they're their neighbors and they're their fellow church members.
For Todd Detheridge, that's welcome news. Detheridge was raised in evangelical, worked in Republican politics, and then founded the Telos Group, which is focused on what he calls pro-Israeli, pro-Palestinian, and pro-peace solutions.
You could define it in the way in which it would be to bless Israel is to bless Palestinians, and to bless Palestinians is to bless Israelis too.
But even as Detheridge sees more support among evangelicals for this approach, he acknowledges the numbers are still relatively small. A recent Pew Research poll found that nearly 80% of white evangelicals said they felt more sympathy for Israelis than Palestinians. So, while there are tens of millions of American evangelicals with a range of views, it's clear that the core is still solidly on the side of Israel. For America Abroad, I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.